Perek Chavav, Sandal Inki Ichishel Shinotzois. You know what that is? A sandal Inki. What is a sandal Inki? Let's right away go to the pictures. Picture 771. Or, oh, look, see, this is a piece of leather. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 holes. Can I get the 8 chutim of tzitzis in this week's parasha? Yeah? Ke'imi chut v'yatzuroch nal. There's a correlation. Do you know that? There's a correlation between tzitzis and shoes? Do you know that? Imi chut v'yatzuroch nal.
It's
tefillin.
Right?
Tefillin, but it says mi chut nal. When it comes to the, okay, but we have over here what? Chazal Darsha refers to the Ritzu Shal Tefillin, but in Michut Vyat Siroch Nal. The Siroch is the straps of the Nal. So here we have a piece of leather, and this piece of leather is the sole of the foot. Or Poshut Hamutoim Legad Legodel Kaf Haregel, which is Hamutoim. I think the word means that it's fit. It's appropriate for legoidel akaf. For the goidel means for the dimensions. The dimensions. This week's parsha. V'yato yigdal no koyach Hashem. V'yato yigdal no koyach Hashem.
Learning this week.
I don't know.
They call you. You'll do it.
Legoidel kaf haregel v'rochav ma'at, and it's rochav ma'at mikaf haregel. It's a little bit wider than the kaf haregel. You make holes. See, there are 8 holes. It's a piece of leather. It's a little bit larger. It's a little bit wider than your foot. You make holes, and what do you do? What do you put over you? You put some straps. You put some straps into the holes, and you put your foot down on the sandal. And you stretch the ritzua of the ha'or misroimim mishnei hatzadim umilafef. Melafeif means to embrace and envelops you. I think they use it for Gehenim. Gehenim, it's melafeif. Bechet is melafeif a person. Gvaldik. Gvaldik.
Melafeif sounds like a latha or something.
Melafeif. Chut, the aura of Gehenim, it's melafeif, the mensch.
Wraps.
Gotta get ready.
It's in that book that you read.
Umalafef es a kaf haregel, umakabel tsuras sandal the kaf haregel, and the makabel tsuras a sandal, the tsura of the sandal of the shoe, the kaf regel for the sole. So you put your little footy over there, okay? You see that? You put your foot over there, you take this piece of leather, you take the straps, and you wrap it around your foot. Isn't that very nice?
It is, I like it.
Gewaldig. Hasandal ho imki. What's imki mean? What's the touch of imki? Depth. Oimek, depth. Because you put your foot down on the leather, and the leather wraps around your foot, so it's sandal imki.
Should have followed you.
Hasandal ho imki ein loy tzura sandal. But sandal imki does not have the tzura of a sandal. Mitzad atzma sharehu or poshut. It's our poshut. Ver tzura ho iveres binukavav hi ho isa isa sandal. So here it's telling us, you saw it, that the sandal, this is called a unique sandal. This is not your typical shoe. A regular shoe looks something like, later on, like this. That's a real shoe. Okay? That's a real shoe. This is a make-believe shoe. There's a piece of leather with some straps. Okay? It's yeshiva shoe. So this shoe is not called a sandal imki. It's not a shoe by itself. Only what makes it into a shoe, ain't let's use a sandal. El mitzar atzma is sharehi oiv or poshut. Piece of leather. The ritzu oiveris binukav of hiho is so is a sandal. The ritzu, the straps that go through the nukav is what makes it into a sandal. The straps is what makes it into a sandal. Okay, next. Kishel shenotzos. We have a new thing, a kiss. We have a purse, and the purse has straps. Or ogle poshut v'oisim nekavim b'svasav. We have a round piece of leather, and there are a lot of holes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
A lot of holes. We have straps that go to the holes. Mekaflim esor. We fold the or. Umachnisim ritzuos b'nekavim, and we insert ritzuos straps in the holes. Uche she moshchim es haritzu. So when we pull the straps, lakan nasir or the kiss becomes a kiss, l'kliki becomes a kiskiba. Okay, so we have over here a piece of leather, and we have over here a lot of little holes. Now we have over here straps. The straps go through. You see, same exact thing. Make a kiss. Sizzle bazach. Okay, there's a common denominator between this and this. A piece of leather has holes, and it's used either for a shoe, or it's used as a kiss. So what does it say? So here, kiss shall shnasos ein lebeit kibul mitzaras moit sharehu or poshut the hashenasos the straps achin oismos so likli kibul. Okay, so that's the picture. Next picture. Picture over here is the kafif on mitzras. This is a bowl. Zolbuzach. See, all these are common denominator. This over here is a piece of material that has stings. Klios nitzarim pshutim sheina yikli kibul. We have a klios. We have its woven piece of a nitzarim, a pieces of a I don't know, grow out of the ground. What's in that nitzar?
Branches.
Like not thorns. No, not thorns. This is like a rubber, like willow, like lulav, palm fronds, a palm branches. Like you take it, like take a lulav. You take a potato. You make this. So clear nitzarim of small little branches. Pshuta sheina klikable. And look what we do. We take over here some straps. We put it on the very top. Machnes chevel nitzarim. We bring in a rope of nitzarim bin clears between the woven portions and nitzarim. Most when we push it, v'nase saklia lechiv comes a basket klikable. Okay. So all of these three have the same common denominator. A flat piece of leather here, a flat piece of leather here, a flat mat here. With all the examples, we make holes,
or holes we make
weave, and we make this into a receptacle. The straps around the foot, this becomes a kiss, this becomes a basket. So what is the law? The law is, we're going to see soon, let's first see 774. Another example. Hare elu metabim is a different example. This is choizra kis liyos betzuras or posh. We take out the straps. Nitlu harutzus mekis. Let's say we have the basket. We take out the straps. So this goes back to becoming a flat piece of leather. So what is the law? So according to the chachamim, la chacham hekis b'matzava zo ena kliv ena mekabel tomo ad sheyachzir es harutzus lekis. Period. According to the machlekes. So according to the chachamim, if I take the straps out and I restore it to its original piece of leather, the tumma departs. It's tahor. Because no longer the Rabbi Yosi hoil the yachol ha'adiyot lahachzor es haritzuos lekis harishem kli olav gam achshav harayzum mekabel tumah. According to Rabbi Yosi, even since right now, even the simpleton, even a person who's a hediot, okay, al tehei birchas hediot kal be'necha. So that's what he's saying. According to Rabbi Yosi, even a hediot can go and can restore this easily into a basket menela. It's still mekabel tumah. The tumah has been maintained. Ta'am shloch chacham ben stand lo enkei v'kis shal shnotzois v'shal Rabbi Yehuda b'kfif ha-mitzres v'shal Rabbi Shimon ben Uliel b'sandal l'diki. We wouldn't have that. I don't know what that is. B'sandal l'diki. We don't know what that is. We don't do that yet. We'll come across that soon. Let's see. Shav d'v'chol elu m'sha shahitzi es haritzuas m'sha shahitzi es haritzuas ha-nesunas l'chli es rastoi ein zekli ve'ein mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yosi chol v'sandal imkei v'kis shel shnatos v'sandal l'diki u'moide b'kfifa ha-mitzvah. But he agrees by the kfifa ha-mitzvah. Now we have the basic foundations of the mission. We can go back to the mission inside. Sandal imkei, that's this. The kis shel shnatos, that's this. Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Rabbi Yehuda oimer af kfifa shnatos.
Why is it called imkei, by the way?
Depth. Oimek, the depth. Because now when you put the straps, it has depth. See this depth. Uh-huh. When you wrap it around the foot, now it creates. That's what it's called. I don't know more than that. Sandal imki. The kish shel shnatzos.
What's shnatzos mean?
What?
Shnatzos.
Straps. Straps. Where have you been?
Strap. Okay.
What?
I forgot.
I said it.
I know you did.
Sandal imki. The kish shel shnatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Af kafifa mitzras. Also a basket. Mitzras. Egypt. Okay, Egyptian basket. That's what they make in Egypt. They just have a flat piece of matzah. Look, a piece of matzah.
Right, that's why.
Matzah. Zeichel itzias Mitzrayim.
Very good.
Right, so you go and you put over here these straps and you make into a basket. It says, Af sandal lodiki kayot sebohen. What is the status of all of these four things? I don't know what this is. We have to see what it says in a moment. What is the status?
Avram ben Eliezer HaKlein.
Abraham ben Elias Kohen, may his neshama have an aliyah, the schus of learning Torah, the schus of his very great grandfather, or is he great grandfather?
Yeah.
He was zeicha to have you. He was maybe in fact the best thing that happened to him.
Okay.
Aryeh Shragarov, Osher, me Osher Shmei Noachmai. Uyitain Madane Melech.
We get up there and say a little louder. Okay.
He was zeicher to great things. It's not a small matter. Okay. He was zeicher to grosse peiros.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay. It's not a double pashut.
All right. Now that you, I should have said a word. Okay. Come on. Hari elu
matamim. Hari elu matamim. All of these things. Four things. One, two, three. And there's an imaginary case. There's an imaginary case that it's not showing us.
It's
sandal lodiki. We have to see what that means in a moment. Sandal shoyisim anshe lodiki. Lidiki, yeah.
They're from that country.
You ever heard of that country? Where is that country? Where?
Now time.
I don't know where that country is. Okay.
In Aisha.
In Aisha? Yeah.
In Aisha.
In the Aisha, the surrounding areas, I read there were 500,000 Jews. In the Aisha and all the Sevivas.
And the Aisha Ruv was the roof of all those Sevivas.
They were all killed. There wasn't even one person left.
Judenrein.
Juden Rein. Rein means clean. Juden Rein. They cleaned out. Not even one Jew left. 500,000 people in that area of Poland. Wiped off.
Galicia, no?
Can you?
Galicia, no?
I guess so. Can you imagine?
No. My lawyer's dream.
Sandal Lidiki. Sandal Shoysim Anshe Lidika. Okay, so this goes on. Kiyotzim Harei Elu Mitamin. To all these four different examples. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hare elu mitamin u mitaharin shloi v'uman. They are tame and tahor shloi v'uman. Now, what does that mean? Let's try to see what's going on over here. Sandalim ki sandalim hanasois b'kfar. Oh, it's the name of a place. I made it. I told you it has depth. No, you see, it's just on the rav.
Another place.
A place. Hanasois b'kfar in the village called Imke. Okay, b'kfar Imke. Kishol shnatsois kimin v'tsuos t'chuvos that are thrust, inserted. Belu lois hooks loops belu lois besvas akis u'moshchem u'sam elch ve'elch v'akis niskam elch. We pull it and then the kiss becomes closed. Kefifa mitzrus sal also mitzure hadekel. Mitzrus means it's made mitzure hadekel. Mitzrus does not mean mitzrayim. It means a bas that's made from mitzure hadekel. Mitzrus means fronds. I think is that how you pronounce it? Palm fronds.
Could be.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce it. Mevin itzar mitigi take branches. V'chutzin. Hutzin means small branches.
Hutzin.
Small branches.
Hutzin v'dafin.
V'choyrin oysan.
Hutzin v'dafin.
Dafyomi? You're a Dafyomi man.
That's where it's from?
V'chutzin v'karin oysam v'oysin mechem kimin chutim yimei kimin chutim v'oysin mechem kefifa v'chalav yimei kifinam kefifa v'chavolim. You take this, you cut them, snip it away, and you make from them chutim, threads. V'oysin mechem kefifa v'chalav yimei kifinam kefifa, make a basket and ropes. Or rope chains. Okay, you make ropes, fine. So that's what this kativ mitzvah sal mitzuria dekel b'midin mitzvah v'hoitzim v'hoikonosim v'kar v'yosim v'yam k'min chutim v'hoitzim v'chem kafifa v'chayibik v'kafif make a basket v'chamal ropes. Make a basket and ropes. Alright, whatever that is. Sandol l'dike sandol shoysim anshe l'dike. Okay. Now that we know there are four cases, now we come to the yisoid. What's the yisoid? Hareilu mitarin u'mitamim shloi b'uman. Mishum. Now, what does this mean? Mishum, they become tar and tar shaloi without a craftsman. You don't need to be a craftsman. You can be a layman. Okay? You can be just a regular guy. You can be a regular guy. You don't have to be an uman. Yeah? Hello?
I'm listening.
You look like you changed your mind. Shifted.
I love this mission.
Hareilu mitarin umitam shalabuman. Mishum, the kol hani yeshlam tzutzuas ve'inam ve'inam tzach. Because with all of these things have in common, they have straps, and they do not need the insach lekashi. You don't need to make any knots. Ella moseach beritzuos. You pull the hain niskodim me'alehen v'chein niftachim me'alehen alidei ritzuos acheros. They are opened by themselves to ritzuos acheros. Shemoshech b'chem that you pull kemin kein shoysim lekisin b'mukamim lekdu in our locale. The im chotu oysim if you open them up. Haritzuos. If you open up the ritzuos, you take them out, like in this picture. The shuv einu uyim liskar. They're no longer fit to close. V'liftoyach tohirim. They're tar. Rabbi Yosi Savino. The afal pi yishayin mutarim. You take it out. Tamein. Kevin de hediyot. Okay, I like that word hediyot. I feel a certain affinity to it. The head yod yachol.
Al tehe birchatz koyin.
Head yod kalabay necha. Yachol yachzivim, you could put it back inside. Chutz min hakfifa, except for the kfifa, the afu umen ein yachol hachazivim, the kfifa cannot be restored. Except for the kfifa, this you need an expert. You need an umen. You need a rashiv for this. Just tam, a shmeril can't do this. You need a real heavy-duty guy who know how to do this.
I thought we said that head, you can do all of these.
No, not this one. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Only this.
That's what Rabbi Yossi says, not the Chacham.
No, everyone. Rabbi Yossi, Savar, you're right. The Af, Al-Pi, Shehen, the came to Yonuch, Lachim. Chutz, no, Rabbi Yossi saying, Chutz, like FIFA. Let's see the Af, the woman in Yochol, Lachzirim, the Halach, Rabbi Yossi. That's the whole Mishnah. Okay, let's chaz.
Can't believe you're passing like Rabbi Yossi.
Let's see. We always think, let's see the Mishnah. Let's chaz Mishnah. Sandal MK. Name of a place. The kishel shnatzos, a kiss with that straps. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer the third. Rabbi Yehuda third. Af kefifa mitzris. This. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer number four. Af sandal lo diki. Name of a place. What is the common denominator of all?
We still didn't say what a sandal lo diki.
Name of a place.
We know it's a name of a place. But
similar to this. It looks similar to this.
So why it's got to be different, or else it wouldn't.
He doesn't have an illustration. This is the best he can do.
So we don't know.
This is the best one we fund.
Yeah.
It's the best he can do.
Okay.
Not for him.
We know nothing.
Where would we be? Where would we be? So, Av kefifa mitzvah, see kefifa mitzvah. This is Rabbi Shimon English Rosh says Av sadl lodiki sadl lodiki kayotzei bohem is the same halacha. Kayotzei bohem harei elu metaminu metarim shloibum. All of these things are metaminu metarim shloibum. All these things are tamei. They become tamei if I the hediot take this piece of leather and put in some straps and do this. I have now brought upon this piece of leather tumo. I have now fashioned it into a utensil. And it's now makabel, it's susceptible to tumah. Likewise, if I the head, you take out the straps, and all of these four things, and now the tumah departs. It's no longer a utensil, it's bottle, b'shem utensil, and it's tar. It's mitamin, it becomes tame when I put in the straps, umitaharin, and it becomes tar when I take out the straps. Shaloi v'uman, even though I do not have a degree, I don't have a license, I have no expertise. It doesn't make a difference. Even a hedyot has the koyach to take a piece of leather and make holes and make a piece of leather into a utensil when he makes one of these four different utensils according to the Mishnah. Okay, Tanakam, we have two. Rabbi Yehuda tells us a third case. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af sanu lodiki kayotzei bohen. Har'elu mitamin, they become tamei when I put in the straps. Umitaharin, and they become tah when I take out the straps.
Correct.
Even though I am a hedyot.
Correct.
Even though Shaloi v'uman, period.
Correct.
Period.
Amar Rabbi Yossi.
Amar Rabbi Yossi, I disagree with you.
The Haloi,
we pass according to the sheet of the Raf. Hey, look at Raf. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'haloi kol hakelim, mitamim, mitarim, Shaloi v'uman. You're right. The Haloi, is it not so? Kol hakelim, mitamim, umitarim, Shaloi v'uman. Avol elu, af al pi shehen mutarin, tamein. I disagree that when it comes to the other ones, it's Tanayin. Shahed Yochol.
Which one does he agree on?
This, and these, only these two. We're going to see in a moment, only these two. He says, I disagree with you. You, the Tanakama, were of the opinion that if I take out the straps, the tumah disappears. The tumah departs. Poof. I disagree. I hold that once this becomes susceptible to tumah.
So it's all the cases.
No, but we have to say the chutz. We didn't get to the chutz yet. Wait a second. All kelim become tamei. You know, it's nothing unique about this. Any utensil that I make, even a head goes and he makes a utensil. It can become tamei when you fashion it into utensil umetarin, and if you undo it, it becomes tar. Shloim, you don't need to be an expert. You don't need to be an expert to make something to make. But aval elu, afal pi shehein mutarim. Tameyin, even if I undo the straps, see?
Yeah.
I take out the straps, it remains tameyin. Why? Because you can easily restore it.
I just finished saying that there are a lot of things that are metamim metarin when you fashion them.
Metarin.
Metarin, they become.
But that's only in a situation where you're completely mevat with
shloimu.
You don't need to be an expert.
With a hedget.
A hedget.
So?
But, aval, but not in this case. In this case, this is more chomor. Aval, in this case, aval elu.
Why? And he explains why. That's the whole idea.
Why? Because you can restore it very easily.
And then these you can't? Kolakelim and Tavim Tavim.
He's not telling us an example. I don't know what a case. He's talking about.
He made a klali. He said kolakelim.
Okay, but there are exceptions. You don't eat. That's general rule. But these cases are different. What it says?
Ma nishtana halayla hazeh.
So he explains. Aval elu aval pivno shein. Even though it's mutar, I've taken out the straps. I can easily put the straps back inside. So therefore, it's not like a regular. You have a box. I have a box, right? I have a box stender, right? Okay, I have a stender. See? I'll take out some screws. Can you imagine the guy who have a real fit? I'll come in later on today. I'll put on the table all the pieces of the stender. The guy will go wild. I have a screwdriver. Maybe I have a screwdriver in my pocket. Carry.
Did you walk?
Do I have a screwdriver here?
You must have lost it. That's where you have the tefillin.
Do I have a screwdriver?
No, but you have the tefillin that you...
We'll bring tomorrow a screwdriver, okay? We'll take out 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Anything else on the other side? And we'll put on the table all the pieces of wood. Okay, isn't that a nice thing to do?
Beautiful.
Okay, the guy will walk in.
What happened? Who took it apart?
So that day
we came in over there that Mr. Schwartz's, Rabbi Schwartz's stender, his doohickey was off.
So if you
he
do...
said to him, what are you going to do now? Remember?
No, I don't remember.
Clear as well. What are you going to do then? The thing was... By the next day it was fixed. He had one of those guys come in.
Came to the right place.
One of the maroon shirts.
So even though we have a general the only time I agree to elab chvifa mitzris this wicker basket shafu uman wow. Even an Uman can't put it back inside. Why can't Uman put it back inside? Because it gets so broken. It's once you take it out, it doesn't go back inside. That's an amazing chiddush. That's what it says. Okay, that's it. We're done. Let's chaz the Mishnah, okay? Let's chaz the Mishnah. Sandol Imke. That's this. Name of a place. Bekishel Shnasos. That's this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Av Kefifa Mitzris. A mitzris. A wicker basket. You put in over here these straps. Rabbi Shimon Gamul Oimer. Af sandal lodiki, a sandal lodiki, in name of a place which l'chayr looks just like this. Okay, different style maybe. Different style, maybe it's a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, different style. Kayotze bohem harei elu mitamin. When I put the straps inside and I pull it, it becomes tam, becomes a utensil. When I take out the straps and I restore it to being a flat piece of material, then it's tar. Mitamin umitaharin. Sheloi v'uman, even if I'm not an expert. Okay? Let's look and see what it says in Mefarshim. Mitarin shaloi v'umin, harelu mitamin shal v'umin, kishehichnis haritzuos mekabel tumo midiyei shaloi chashta beis kibul. Kishehirtze l'moitchav, when I put in the straps, automatically becomes susceptible to tumo because I can pull it. Midiyei shaloi chashta beis kibul, kishehirtze l'moitchav, af shaloi motchav, even though you did not yet pull it. Okay, as soon as you put the straps inside, even before you pull it, automatically it's now susceptible to tumah. Is that clear?
Yes.
Mitaharin shloy v'mon kishahoyu tamein. If they were already tamei, v'chaytzi haritzuos me halulu ois, and you pulled out the straps, and now it turns back into a flat piece of material. Tumah d'meikara porcha mimenu. The original tumah disappears; it flies away. Why? It's now been transformed into a different utensil. Okay, it's like exactly what we learned. No chidushim. Now, avulvadai im yesh boy beis im yesh loy avulvadai im yesh boy hey al hey tvach mekabel tumul haba. Okay, if it's a piece of material, he's saying another yisod. If it's a flat piece, if it's very, very long, five tvachim by five tvachim, then it's an independent mat. Okay. The only time we say ella bekviva hamitzris, the kol shkain v'standal diki shetzorch umnes tvei mekviven. Certainly, can he adds a point in? And certainly, when it comes to lo amu, when it comes to standal diki, also agrees that if you take it out, it's going to be tar. What's vayta? Hello, came to mitamin mitarin shloiv uman. Amar Rabbi Yosi, you drank the whole thing?
Almost. It's good. It's French vanilla today.
Amar Rabbi Yosi. Any utensil can become tamei. Aval elu afal pishahin mid mutarim. Even though they are mutarim, you have taken out the straps. Tameiin. Why? He explains. Shahediot yochol lihachaziram. Because the head, you can easily reinsert the straps into the holes and make it tamei. Good. What's the problem?
I think it's a cop out.
Loyamu. The only time I agree. And I agree to you that once you take out the straps, the tumah departs. The tumah is parchum menu lo yamu elu b'kivah hamitzris, a wicker basket. That is the only case where I agree to you. She'af shahumun einu yocholi hachazira, an uman cannot restore it. Even an uman, he says. So if not uman, then who? I don't know who's then. If not uman, was it a super uman? A super uman. There's an uman and there's a super uman. You know, they have super lawyers. You ever see these publications? There's a lawyer, the stam lawyer, and there's a super lawyer. They have a book of all these super lawyers. Some of them, they dress. Whew, you just see how they're dressed up, and the photography is phenomenal. Someone showed me this book, Super Lawyers. It's all a bunch of baloney to get into the book. It's just a matter of politics and paying money. You get into the book, it's all covered.
You got the mayor?
But some of the pictures, some of them they have them by their desks, and they have their foot up on the desk, on the chair, and they wear these flashy suits, pinstripe suits. Very, 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 the photography is fantastic. Fantastic, some of them at least. Okay. Eina yocholi hachazira.
Devo has the mayor.
What?
Devo has the mayor.
Okay. Eina yocholi hachazira. Okay, bye. Eina yocholi hachazira. Okay, that is
774.
We did that already. I did that. Okay, is the Mishnah clear to you?
Like a bell.
Next Mishnah. Kiss, shell, shnatzai, shenidlu, shnatzai. New case. A kiss. A purse of shnatz straps. Shenidlu, shnatzai. You have removed the straps. Tamei is tamei. Nifshatar. If it's nifshat, it's tar. So what is all this? Let's see right away the picture. 775. Here we go. 775. We have over here a kiss. We have a kiss, shell, shnatzai, shenidlu, shnatzai, tamei, nifshatar. L'chachamim medubar b'mishnosenu kisholoi nitlu hashnotzes legamri, they've not been completely removed. They're still hanging on by a thread. Right, there's still two straps. One over here. Is that clear? Look, you see over here, there's a strap over here, strap over here. We have here a kiss, we have holes, and then on the very edge we have over here the shnotzes. We have over here the straps that are coming out. They have not been completely removed. Even when they have been completely removed, nifshat. What does it mean? Nifshat. Nasa hakis or cholak has become completely flat. It became completely flat the way it was originally. Okay, so now let's see. Nipas hashimush bekis haor mekabel tsuras ktsas ku. Ktsas ke'ura. Ke'ura means what? Crooked. Amnam hatsura ha'ke'ura ena nechsheves l'kli kibol l'kabol tuma machmasa. It cannot be mekabel machmasa. V'akis mekabel tuma mipnei sheyochol l'hachnis es haritzuos. Wait. Amnam hatsura ha'ke'ura ena nechsheves l'kli kibol. It's not considered to be a kli kibol. L'kabol tuma machmasa. Because you can insert the tzuos in the kavim, and Okay. Kishanivshat. Okay, so we have over here a unique case. Let's see over here the Rav. It's a very complicated case. Let's see the Rav. Yeah, you ready the Rav?
Yeah.
Shnidlu shnotzes. L'rabanan Mairi shaloi nitlu lagamri. Elo shenitku min halulois. It's been pulled out of the loops. We're dealing here with a utensil. We're dealing with a kli. See, a kiss. A kiss. Shel shenotzes. Shenitlu shenotzof. Now when it says over here, shnidlu shnotzes.
We said this is R here.
It's leather.
I thought
Okay. Are the straps. No, we're dealing with a leather utensil, has straps. The straps have not been completely removed. The straps are partially attached. And the main point, according to the Rav, according to the Perush over here on the bottom, is that the leather stretches. Leather stretches. So the leather now has taken a shape, even though the straps have come out of the holes. But it has still maintained the tsura of a kiss, of a receptacle. That's the very important point. There are two reasons why this case is different than this case. In this case, it's completely flat. When I take out the straps. See, in this case, I have a piece of leather, I have holes, I put in straps, I pull the straps, I make it into a receptacle. In this case, when I take out the straps, according to the Chachamim, what happens? It becomes tahar.
It depends according to
who? The Chachamim. Okay, so we're going now. But no. We're going like. We're going now according to the Chachamim. In this case, when I take out the straps, what happens?
Tahar.
Why? Because it's
flat,
and there is no straps left.
No straps.
In this case, the straps came out of the holes.
Yeah.
But it's still there are two things. First of all, the straps are still partially attached.
Yeah.
Number two, in addition to being partially attached.
It's not flat.
It's not flat.
It has a base kibble.
Okay, so that's what it has a base kibble. So therefore, the kiss shel shnatzah, shenidlu shnatzah, the straps that came out of the holes, tameh, it still remains tameh. Nifshat, but if it comes completely flat, like in this picture, nifshat, tohar. Okay? Now let's see the Rav. The Rav explains. Shenidlu shnatzah, shenatzah, l'rabonon, mairi, shaloi, nidlu l'gamri. It's not been. Yeah, is that clear?
Yeah.
Shaloi nilgamri. Ella.
Take out the straps completely.
It's still there. Ella shenitku min halulos.
They took it out.
It came out of the holes. The adayin tuluyos bekiss. It's still suspended by the kiss. Ule Rabbi Yosi afilu nilgamri. According to Rabbi Yosi, even if it completely came out, because Rabbi Yosi, we learned the previous mission, is momach. Rabbi Yosi in the previous mission holds that even when you take out the shnosos completely, it's still tamei because. Because you can easily put it back inside. So Rabbi Yossi is more machmas. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the case can be going even when the straps completely came out. As long as there is, it's still tame. But let's say it's nifshat, a kiss, v'nasek, k'min, or cholok, sh'ein, loy, beis, kibul, tar. But let's say it's going to be flat, then it's going to be tar. Okay, it's really an explanation of the previous Mishnah, this idea. Kiss, shel, shenotzoi, shenidlu, shenotzov, but it's still suspended partially, and it still has a tzura, the law is tameh. But nifshat, but let's say it completely becomes flat, like a latka, right?
I hear you.
Like a latka, then it's going to be
tar.
Next.
This is not going according to Rabbi Yossi.
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be tamei even if it's nifshal lagamri.
Right.
Even if that's the previous Mishnah. Next.
I don't understand why if we say that the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, why is...
No, the Rav says, the Rav always does this. The Mishnah never said halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The Rav is just telling us what it says in the Ramban, or what it says somewhere else. The Rav likes to add that in sometimes, who the halacha is like. But let's focus on what the Mishnah says. We have Achlokes, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rabbanon, in this case, where it's completely, this is an explanation, when it's nidlu shenotzah, but the straps are still partially attached, then it's going to be tummy. When it's nifshat, when it's completely flattened like a latka, then it's going to be tar. Good?
Yeah.
Good. Next. Tolle olav es hamat leis. New case, milamata. Let's say I attach a patch. a patch on the bottom, milamaton, tummy, it's tummy. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's look at the picture. Picture over here says 776. Also, a kera, the emsahar, the tofar, tlebsach. You made a kera, the emsahar, and you stitched a patch in the center. Okay, so there was a hole. There was a hole on the bottom, or you took a knife and you made a hole. You bedafka made a hole, and then you stitched the patch on the bottom. Hatlai godim shakis yikabel tsura ku'ura tamid. The kiss caused it to have a bend, a receptacle. Tamid vafilu kashain boy shnosais. Mechadesh es hamishna. Shakis nechshab machmas kain. Because of what you've done to Lekli, Kibul Vaharezem Mekabul Toma. Says, look what we're doing over here. You're in the business of making utensils. They're a piece of leather. A piece of leather, you want the piece of leather to have the tsura of a kiss, of a receptacle. Right? You want it to have a receptacle too. So how do you make a receptacle out of a piece of leather? What you do is a technique. A piece of leather, and you cut a hole in the middle. And then you take a hard piece of leather, and you stitch it to the center. When you stitch to the thing that causes the other leather to bunch up and to form the tsu of a receptacle. Okay? So you have a piece of leather. I made a hole. I took a hard piece of leather. I stitched it. By stitching it, it automatically caused it to bunch up and look like this. So even before you put in the straps, it already has the tsura of a receptacle. Do you understand?
Excellent.
Okay? Tolob lolov es hamatlis. You suspend it upon the whole matlis, milamata, and it's tummy. Okay, let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Tola olav malis, nosan b'shulov in the bottom, tlai, a patch, kiloimar, chaticha kitana shal or chibar ba, you connected a piece of leather to this, milamata, the derech hakis kis. The derech hakisim, it is the derech of kisim. When you make pouches, that's how you make a pouch. You take a piece of leather and you stitch it to the bottom in order to create a receptacle, and it gives this object the tsura of a kiss. The derech hakisim machnisim or cotton bein hatefira. You put in a piece of leather between the tefira. Uchashe poishtoi nisha oisach or machnisim or cotton bein hatefira uche. And when you take it out, what are you taking out? I don't know, whatever you're taking out, when you spread it out, even when you spread it out, it'll always look like the tsura of a kli. Okay, that's what it says. So nochmal, kiss shel shnotzai shenid lul shnotzav tame. According to the Rabban, because the straps are still partially attached, but it's nifshat, it's tar. Tolo loves hamatlis. If you go and you attach a piece of leather to the bottom of the utensil, milamata and tame. Good. Okay. There's a lot more to do, and we have to stop now because I have to daven. 37 minutes.